This is John Batchelor, conversation with Professor Abraham Weiner of the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania, statistician, a teacher of statistics, writing at Tablet Magazine, identifies indicators that suggest the numbers coming out of Gaza, the Hamas health ministry, are contrived in some fashion that is noticeable to statisticians. They're too balanced, they're too perfect. And the professor tells a story of Mendelssohn, the great scientist who wanted his first insight about how we get genes, DNA, from different parents. Too perfect was the version that he produced. He wanted it perfectly. That isn't how statistics works. Listen to the professor. He explains. This doesn't prove, but it does suggest that what we're looking at from the Hamas health ministry are contrived, arbitrary, made-up statistics about men, women, and children casualties. More to come.
That's exactly right. This is one of the many ways that fraud appears. In fact, I can reach back into history. There was a great scientist named Mendel who discovered the way genes combined, and you got one gene from one parent and one gene from the other, and he created this chart, a very, very important biological chart in genetics, which show the proportion and in what we call equilibrium of combinations of genes. And it would be 50%, 25%, 25% for the different combinations. And in the data set, it was too perfect. It was 50% exactly, 25% exactly, and 25% exactly in the other category. And the great statistician, Ari Fisher, he noticed this. And basically, he basically proved that Mendel, while right in his science, was overzealous. He wanted too perfect a result. And he created charts with not enough variation. And this has been a long-standing observation in data analysis. When there isn't enough variation where there should be more, that is a tip-off that something has been done to manipulate the data. It doesn't tell you how necessarily. It is isn't necessarily proof, but it is strong evidence that something is not right.
Thank you.